Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
There's a company called Banxo. Mpo, do you know it?
Nope.
They were sponsors of Bafana Bafana, so you should be familiar with
really?
Them.
Really? I'm not familiar with them.
And last week, they were placed on provisional liquidation by the Western Cape High Court. The reason for that is because they were running ads online. You know those ads that are like AI-driven?
Mm.
Where you see Elon Musk, for example, telling you he saves his money. He's the richest man in the world. So they say, hey, he saves his money via us. So put your money with us, yada, 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 yada.
We saw one with Sia Kolisi recently.
Yeah. Anyway, so a lady put in her money there, lost hundreds of thousands. And essentially, these guys, it turns out, they're not operating in good faith. So they're based on a provisional liquidation. Yeah. I want to speak, though, about just not all money being good money.
Okay.
And usually what happens is, I'll even make an example of Andrew Carnegie, for example, right? This guy came to the U.S., started investing in railways. So he started building railway lines, investing in that. And then after that, I guess, started getting into steel. So during the Industrial Revolution, as you can imagine, they made a lot of money via steel. Him, people like Rockefeller. Rockefeller was in banking, or Morgan Chase, those guys, right? But in that time, the pollution that they contributed towards the world was a lot. As you can imagine, if you're making steel and your trains are running on coal, you know, the carbon footprint is huge.
Yeah.
Except this was back then, in the 1800s, headed towards the 30s. So nobody really cared much about it. These days, though, if a nation was to develop itself using those same means, like we have coal in abundance in South Africa, we always get told, hey, you need to go towards more responsible energy, right? Renewable energy, etc. and so on. So that's essentially how the world works. People come, they will make money, a lot of money, and then once they've made their money, they'll turn around and ease their conscience by maybe becoming a philanthropist, etc. and so on. You see it all the time. Like, who's that guy whom I saw? The one from the Western Cape.
Yes.
Not Western Cape, sorry. From, come in Mouth Town somewhere?
From the Northwest.
From the Northwest, yes. He owns a mine in the Northwest. And he's got a whole lot of expensive cars. Like, maybe his car collection, this estimates, is about 100 million. So whenever people see his cars driving around, they go, what's he doing for the community? Not that he should do anything for the community, but he actually does do a lot for the community.
Pablo Escobar vibes.
Yes. Then all of a sudden, well, Pablo Escobar is different because Pablo was breaking the law.
But doing a lot for the community.
My soul's not breaking the law.
But I'm just saying.
But it's almost to say, once people realize, okay, you do something for the community, then they go, okay, fine, proceed. You can go ahead now and spend however you want to spend, right? Why is that?
No,
I actually wanted to ask you, why is that?
Because even Robin Hood, I don't publicize it, right?
No, but you
went through a whole Twitter thing where you were being Father Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, but those are small things.
It doesn't matter. You were doing something for the community.
I know he does.
We've done a show, it was still on Car Drive.
Yeah.
Everybody that does good, you may think they're doing it from the kindness of their hearts. They're doing it because it makes them feel some type of way.
Of course.
Yeah. It's to soothe their own ego, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even Robin Hood used to steal. But because he stole from the rich and gave to the poor, the community protected him. Like, okay, it's a grand, right? I'm telling you, this thing about not all money is good money. But if you take bad money and you use it to do good, is it then acceptable?
No. Ish, I mean, do you mind about it? Because we always complain about how the government doesn't do what it needs to do for its citizens, and therefore private funding needs to come into play, right?
Yeah.
So in this particular instance, private funding then becomes that person that's not necessarily doing good. I mean, we see it with the gangs out in the Western Cape, right?
Yeah.
There are gangs that the community knows you're not doing good things, but because you're taking care of us, we will then protect you. So in some instances, it's good for the people.
It's redistribution of wealth. We always speak about inequality, right?
Exactly. Hey, I'm into
Juliet Joseph.
You're looking into my soul. I'm like, no.
That's why I like having these conversations. It's a moral dilemma at the end of the day.
It is. No, I still lean towards no, regardless, no.
So are you telling me if you were hungry, you and your daughter, and somebody that you know commits crime came to your aid, you'd say no.
Because sometimes it's not necessarily about crime as such.
Yeah.
We were having this conversation a bit earlier on about a controversial matter such as sugar daddies, right?
Mm.
When you are from a family of lack and you find this person that's willing to take care of making sure that you go to school, making sure that you've got food on the table, the community sometimes is willing to turn a blind eye because here is this person. We know they're doing what they're not supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we actually were in clean.
Yeah, I think my morals would change if it came to my children or my loved ones at some point. I think there you are messing with me. No.
Sorry. My balls?
Hey, it's tricky, man.
It's very tricky.
I don't wanna lie. It's really tricky. How do you do this in a responsible way, right? Like the analogy you gave to Juliet, if you know you don't have money and you've got kids to feed and somebody's at your doorstep, what do you do? Do you take it? Do you let your children starve? I don't know.
It happens all the time, by the way.
Yeah.
So again, I'll use the US. People that were involved in the bootlegging era, right? Mm-hmm. The Kennedys.
Yes.
So when there's prohibition, so access to liquor was still very much restricted. They used to bootleg. And the Kennedys built their fortune from selling alcohol illegally.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, the Kennedys are a very prominent family now.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, you go legit. Then you start doing good things. Again, Muammar Gaddafi, right? Muammar Gaddafi was a dictator for all intents and purposes. But healthcare was free. And people could go to school for free. And you can argue that since Muammar Gaddafi has died, the people in this country are doing far worse.
I suppose then it's just for the brave.
Yeah, he's argument.
Brave enough to just take the plunge.
Yeah, he's argument. Kwananje, 2 months ago, you guys are telling me about the dictator in Lilase. Come on, the dictator.
Oh, from Burkina Faso.
Yeah.
Yes.
Utraure.
Yes.
You see? He dictates and yes, you are getting lumbuso. But people are still supporting him. Now, you want to see Jan? Let us know. What are your thoughts? Not all money is good money.
So a few years ago, it was found out that there's some Nigerian churches in Kempton Park that do drugs, and that money, they say no, that they're cleaning it back into the kingdom. So yeah, in some instances, you know, people don't care, especially when the money has been blessed by the pastor or something.
People only agree with you, the community will only be on your side if they are benefiting. I know in my area, there's like a mini restaurant, and the neighbors didn't like because they're like, yo, people are parking on our pavings, kuzongqola, kuzogqwala. And the guy actually offered to put paving for the next door and the other, the left and the right, and people were happy and fine about it. So people only be fine about it if and when they are benefiting. Other than that, if you're not doing anything for the community, you are a bad person.
I think I can talk from my experience. I have taken aid from a person that I should not have, and I felt uncomfortable afterwards, and I decided to then stop receiving aid. However, I am appreciative and very grateful of the first of the aid they gave me, because it brought me to where I am. I would not have had the qualification to even have a career. I would have remained as a matriculant with no qualification, no career. So I'm appreciative of that aid. It came from the wrong place, but I'm appreciative of it.
Morally, it's wrong, but isimo nomnotho kuyabheda nje, kuyabheda ngithi kubheda nabo Terry Pito, imali zamalotho, kuyabheda, kuyabheda.
Hi, so this is some noise, I'm not going to lie.
If imali ngcolile, it really does depend on the circumstances, because even churches, all churches especially, they would take money from the poor and do redistribute to other poor people through favoritism or whatever the case would be. So I think if I was, yeah. If we are, then it's your own moral dilemma, I guess.
But the end justifies the means. Yamba kanjalo le yalo malengo correct sizwe.
We
God will use even the devil himself to provide for his children. Nothing is coming from the devil. He might be the devil, but he was inspired by the Father himself. So if it's from, even from the devil, it is from God anyway, because God is a good provider. He is a father who cares for his children.
Ah, Senya Shunji, even misquoting the Bible.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.